Honorable President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. 2017 is a milestone year for global health. This year, we are holding our 70th World Health Assembly, and we will be electing our 8th Director General, who will lead WHO forward for the next 5 years. At the recent G20 Health Ministers meeting in Berlin, which I attended, health ministers discussed issues on antimicrobial resistance and preparedness for public health threats. These remain key concerns among the global health community. In line with WHO's theme for this year, I would like to share Singapore's efforts on ensuring the long-term sustainability of our healthcare system. Last year, I talked about three key shifts to our healthcare system. Going beyond providing good health care to promoting good health, moving care beyond the hospital to the community, and going beyond delivering quality care to offering value to our patients. First, beyond health care to health. Over the years, we have done a lot to encourage and empower individuals to embrace healthy lifestyles. We are stepping up our efforts and are now working with the private sector, for example, to incentivize food manufacturers and suppliers to develop products with healthier ingredients. The public sector has also recently implemented healthier catering guidelines for all government events. In schools, we will increase the mandatory time for outdoor activities. In tobacco control, Singapore recently announced our intention to increase the minimum legal age for smoking from 18 to 21 years. Next, moving beyond care, beyond hospital to the community. Earlier this year, the Ministry of Health launched a primary care network to help general practitioners, GPs, to form networks among themselves. This scheme will enable GPs to deliver multidisciplinary, team-based care together with other healthcare professionals. Through this model, we make access to screening and management of chronic diseases more convenient and effective. Lastly, moving beyond quality to value. While advancements in medicine and technology offer new opportunities for healthcare, these can be expensive and, if adopted inappropriately, can drive up healthcare costs without commensurate benefits. Singapore set up an Agency for Care Effectiveness, or ACE, in 2015 with the aim of critically evaluating the relative value of new technologies. Earlier this month, ACE published its first set of guidance on various drug treatments. ACE will continue to publish its guidance periodically, and we hope that through a transparent, evidence-based system, we can help clinicians and patients make better informed choices. Excellencies, like many of you, Singapore's healthcare system is undergoing structural transformation. Change is necessary if you want to build a future-ready and sustainable healthcare system. We need to keep an open mind, continue our conversation and dialogue, and share best practices among us. Finally, let me take this opportunity to register our sincere appreciation to our outgoing Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan. Dr. Chan had initiated a long and sometimes painful journey to transform the WHO. She instilled a strong culture of transparency and accountability in the organization. She has also brought member states closer together through her hard work and outstanding diplomatic skills. Dr. Chan's contribution has left an indelible mark on our global health. I'm sure all of us here will miss Dr. Chan, and Singapore wishes Dr. Chan all the best in her future endeavors. Thank you.